For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Was it just me, or at some point did we all develop a strange obsession with ancient Egypt as a child that faded over time? The thing about that obsession is that all of us, even in the back of your mind, still desperately want to understand the complexity of their culture. Was it the mummification? Maybe the pharaohs? Or was it just their love of cats? I believe it's the mystery behind it all, because what we do know about ancient Egypt just ends in more questions. Throughout human history, there have been stories. Stories that chill us to the bone, leaving us questioning the world around us and remind us that truth is often stranger than fiction. These tales echo through time, whispers of unexplained disappearances, restless spirits, and crimes so baffling they defy logic. Tonight, we peel back the layers of reality to uncover the darkness lurking just beneath the surface. Was it fate, chance, or something far more sinister? Journey with us as we delve into the mysterious, the supernatural, and the true crimes that have haunted our collective consciousness. This is All Things Mysterious, where the shadows hold secrets, and every story is a puzzle waiting to be solved. The first Egyptian mystery we'll go over, because there are a few, is the Rosetta Stone. It was found in 1799 by soldiers of Napoleon Bonaparte and has writings in three different scripts: Greek, Demotic, which is basically ancient Egyptian, like, print, and hieroglyphics. It wasn't fully translated until 1822, finally giving us an understanding of how to read hieroglyphics. But the actual use of the Rosetta Stone remains completely unknown. On the stone itself is a decree from a council of priests that declares King Ptolemy as the king and celebrating him and what he has and will achieve. It was placed in many different temples throughout Egypt, but the remaining piece is the only bit we have left, and it's incomplete. It seemed like it was both an important piece of history and somehow insignificant in the grand scheme of things. We will probably never know the remaining decrees on the Rosetta Stone, nor their significance. Was it just a new king declaring his reign, or was there more to it that we will never see?
Honestly, the only thing I know about Rosetta Stone is they make software for you to learn how to speak another language. But I don't think that's the same thing you're talking about.
It definitely is not, but obviously the name does come from the original Rosetta Stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've heard of the Rosetta Stone, obviously, but I don't know a whole lot about it.
Well, I'll tell you what. It is a very, very boring read.
Most things in history are.
Every other word is basically, the king is great, he is the king, and he does what he does. It's thrilling. Let me tell you, I did read it, and it was basically, he is the king, he will raise taxes, he will lower taxes, and he is the king, and he is great.
Wasn't the Rosetta Stone, though, the thing that they found that allowed him to translate?
Yes.
Ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics?
I read that, but you clearly weren't listening. Great job, 10 out of 10.
I really wasn't.
But yes, that is the reason that we can read hieroglyphics. Because it had the three languages on it, and because they knew one of the other two languages, possibly both, I'm not sure. But that is how they were actually able to read the hieroglyphics on it and translate them.
Yeah, I wish you would have just included that instead of me having to bring it up.
Yeah, way to go, buddy.
I swear most of the time when Jordan's reading, I actually listen. This is not one of those times, though.
It's been a really long day.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, Rosetta Stone's cool. Do we talk about it anymore? Or?
We can. I mean, it is really neat. The thing about it is apparently there were a whole bunch of these stones, right, that were placed on a bunch of different temples. And what I find weird is that this is the only bit that we have left.
Yeah.
And it's not complete. Now, granted, what we do have of it, I find very boring. That's just me. It is what it is. But apparently it was important enough to be put quite literally everywhere. Now, this could just be like the pharaoh being like, this is my decree. Or a lot of people think probably at the end of that there was something really important. But we have no idea because it's gone.
Yeah, I mean, the on the face of it, obviously, you know, kind of boring. But I mean, the fact that this literally helped us translate, you know, ancient Egyptian hieroglyph, whatever.
Fucking. I struggled with it too. It's okay.
But it allowed us to decode their language and something that we couldn't do before this. So, I mean, and in itself, that is pretty cool. So, I'll give it 5 out of 5.
That's cool. I got better ones coming up.
I'll see if I listen.
I started weak, and we're getting stronger as we go.
Well, you better make them stronger to keep my attention.
Egyptian medicine is our second mystery. While it sometimes seems like they didn't have any idea what they were doing, for instance, the inbreeding in the pharaoh lines causing horrible health problems, it also seemed that they were well beyond their years in knowledge of health in other ways. They didn't draw clear lines between medicine and spirituality, though, often treating patients with a combination of physical and religious medicine. They had very advanced understanding of anatomy, which provided them surprising ability to do surgeries noted as far back as 1800 BC. They used tools similar to what we use today in surgery, such as scalpels and forceps, and they used medication similar to how we use it in different forms for oral, topical, and drop usage. This was mostly documented on their form of paper, papyrus, through 300 BC. They treated hundreds of different conditions, diseases, broken bones, tooth infections, with different plant and animal matter, without any of the advanced help that we have today. But how did they gain this advanced level of knowledge about the human body? Do you believe religion had any part of their knowledge and understanding of healthcare?
That was the longest minute of my life. I thought you said you started weak and went to the strongest.
I'm getting there. It all ties in the end.
We know the answer. It's aliens. It's always aliens.
I agree, actually.
I don't know. Like, there's a lot of ancient civilizations that really had kind of advancements more than we think they should have at the time. So the fact that they knew, you know, something about anatomy, I mean, hell, what was it? The father of modern medicine. Wasn't he a Greek or something? Greek or Roman?
I don't know. My brain is fried.
I don't know. But, I mean, it was right around the time that he was kind of discovering, I guess, the human body, I think. I don't know. It's been a long day, so I don't even know if I'm even on the same ballpark here, but it's... What I'm thinking of, it's books that they still use, you know, like a human anatomy. And that's going to drive me nuts now. God damn it.
You might as well just Google it. You're going to.
I know I am. Because I want to say it was like ancient Greek. But that may be wrong. The intellectual development of anatomy began in the golden age of Greece. Hippocrates. There you go. Yeah. Or no, is it Hippocratic? Because it's a Hippocratic Oath.
It's completely separate.
Well, but I think it's named after him. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But yeah, the father of, you know, anatomy was in Greece, so it's not super surprising that the Egyptians would. Because I'm not sure how, like, as far as... I want to say, was it ancient Greece, like, around before the Egyptians?
I'm going to be honest with you, I have no freaking clue.
Or maybe, I don't know. Anyways, so yeah, I mean, really cool, but I don't think as cool as the Rosetta Stone. I mean, because they didn't really do anything for, you know, the modern healthcare system.
We still use some of their methods.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, we still use a lot of methods from, I mean, to be fair, there's people who think that, you know, I don't know what their good example is, but.
This is the best episode we've ever done.
Starting to look like the Dream episode all over again.
This is far better.
But yeah, I mean, there's people that think that, you know, leeches still help you.
They still use them, actually, in modern medicine.
Yeah, I want to say modern medicine.
No, they do. Literally, in modern medicine, they literally do occasionally use leeches in the right circumstance.
Okay, then what's a good example? Electroshock therapy. There we go.
Yeah, that's not a good example. No, that's generally not.
But there's still people who think that.
True.
There's people who think that, you know, eating a berry or a mushroom is going to cure cancer.
This is true. But back in, you know, 300 BC, this was crazy good healthcare.
I mean, I'm not dismissing it. It's just, I guess it's mostly because, like, we're really kind of advanced on, you know, healthcare. I mean, not as advanced as we should be, but, you know, we don't have to worry about it as much, I guess. Because you really don't think about it until you're actually sick. So I guess that's kind of why it's not really that impressive to me, but I don't know. I'm weird too, so.
It's a weird day. You're weird today. It's fine. We'll go on to the next one.
Hopefully it's better.
The pyramids and the Sphinx are the final mystery for today of ancient Egypt, one of the seven wonders of the world. There are three great pyramids with several smaller pyramids surrounding them. The three great pyramids being built for the three kings, and the smaller pyramids being built for queens. They were built as the final resting place for the three kings. I'm not saying their names, I will butcher them so badly. They are believed to be shaped in the form of either the sun's rays or possibly a stairway to the heavens, as once the pharaohs passed, ancient Egyptians believed they would then transform into gods. Some of the pyramids have underground tunnels leading to the smaller outer pyramids, but the majority of the interior is just stone, leading us to question the construction. Near the pyramids lies the Great Sphinx, a massive limestone sculpture of a lion body and a pharaoh's head. There are tunnels underneath, but the actual purpose of its build is pretty much unknown. It could be as simple as representing a god, but some people believe it could be an alien spaceship landing strip, leading us to question the construction of the Great Pyramids. They were constructed of massive, over 1-ton handcrafted stones made of limestone and granite, and somehow moved from a quarry nearby and then placed in the pyramid to place the stones above ground level. This took either mass amounts of labor, and I mean mass amounts, or science we don't understand. Fairly recently, archaeologists discovered a ramp in a different part of Egypt, believing it's possible they used a ramp and pulley system with upwards of 20 people per system just to get one stone in place. Others believe the only way that both the pyramids and the Sphinx were constructed were with the help of aliens. Because of the Egyptians' religious and spiritual nature, it is suspected that the deities they believed they were worshipping weren't actually gods, but aliens who helped them construct these structures that have withstood the tests of time.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I don't like this one.
Oh, fuck right off.
So I've talked about this before. I 100% believe in aliens. I, however, do not believe that the aliens had anything to do with the pyramids. And mostly I believe that because, one, I think it's really kind of disrespectful to the Egyptian people.
I kind of have to agree with you on that.
You know, we're sitting here saying, well, you guys are too stupid that you can't possibly have built these pyramids without, you know, aliens. And that's just, I don't know. I don't like that whole mentality. I think they definitely could have figured it out. I mean, you put enough people on anything, you probably, you know, anybody could build it.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, they discovered those ramps, right? Mm-hmm. And especially this pulley system. And I can't completely understand the pulley system, but, like, apparently they used, like, wet silt, which would have made it a lot easier to slide everything upward. And they just used any possible means to make it easier and smarter. They just literally worked smarter, not harder, from what we can understand. The thing is, we just can't go back in time to see it and understand it. And we don't have everything that was still left from that time because it didn't stay. You know what I mean? Like, no. It's so freaking old. Obviously, not every single thing is going to withhold all of those years.
Oh, yeah. It's not like they're going to keep them anyways. I mean, you know, they build the pyramids. They're not going to need them. That would be sort of like us today, you know, building a skyscraper and then just leaving the crane and everything right next to it.
Yeah, right. Like, cool, we're done with this. I'm just going to leave all the scaffolding chilling here for the remainder of time now.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of stupid to think, well, we never found anything with the pyramids. Well, of course not. They're not going to keep them with the pyramids. I mean, they probably disassembled them, you know, either moved them to a different thing or just got rid of them. I mean, they're not going to keep them. They don't need to.
Do I believe that it is possible that they saw aliens once and were like, wow, that's a god. I'm going to worship it. I believe that's definitely a possibility. Do I necessarily think that they helped them and the aliens helped them build stuff? Not really. Mm-hmm. I think that if aliens did help them, it probably would have been constructed a lot differently.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to dismiss that the aliens were here at some point back then. But I am going to dismiss that the aliens helped them build a pyramid, because what would be the point? Like, And then the other thing, I know that they talk about, a lot of them, when they talk about aliens, is, you know, the fact that other cultures have made pyramids too, and they're all aligned.
It's structurally sound.
Well, yeah, and it's just, they built it based on, like, the stars and stuff, which makes sense that they would all be, you know, because obviously they knew about the stars and, you know, probably knew, you know, more about astronomy than most people today know about it, to be honest.
That's what they lived on back then.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't believe that the aliens had anything to do with it. I do find the pyramids fascinating. Like, it's just such a cool thing. I definitely want to go there one day.
I agree. Like, I would love to see them in person. And I just don't think you can truly understand how big they are until you see them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, sure, in my head, I can understand, like, wow, this is a feat of human nature. But I don't think you can truly understand that till you see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and even, like, seeing somebody, like, next to it, it just doesn't do it justice. But another fascinating thing that I like about the pyramids is Cleopatra, who's very famous, you know, for ruling Egypt. She lives closer to our time than she did, you know, from the time that the pyramids were actually built.
Yeah, ancient Egypt is wild.
Yeah, that's how long that civilization lasted. But, yeah, I mean, that's really mind-boggling to think about when you think, you know, that she lived closer to our time than she did the time that the Great Pyramids were. And that kind of really shows you how old the Great Pyramids are.
Well, they are. And something that's interesting to think about, from what I read and understand, it took roughly 20 years for each pyramid to be constructed. Clearly, that indicates it took manpower.
Yeah. Well, definitely. I mean, you know, the thing that I find fascinating is, like, you know, a lot of things back then took a long time to build, and, you know, they spent the time to build it, you know, dozens of years, even in some cases hundreds of years to build one thing. And, you know, nowadays it seems like we won't build anything, or, you know, because we don't want to put the money into it. But they put, you know, their time, and, you know, some of them you know, would start building something and might not live till the end when it was actually built. I mean, it's just like they wanted to build something that lasted all the time. And, you know, nowadays we just don't care about it if it's not cheap enough.
And it doesn't last. It doesn't last at all.
No. No, like, I mean, I'd say the last great thing that we built was probably say Mount Rushmore, honestly. Even though that's kind of messed up in its own way, but
it's 100% messed up, but probably.
But I mean, I can't think of anything really modern, you know, minus skyscrapers and, you know, and those things are just made to make money. So I can't really think of anything else that they built just to, you know, have something that lasts, you know, like a monument. I mean,
no, that's about the last one I can think of.
I mean, you've got the 9/11 monument, which I would still argue that's a little bit different, but I don't know. Like, it's so weird to think about how, like, back then their priority was to build something that would last all the time. And, you know, and then we just somehow we lost that drive and the things that we should be doing, like exploring space and, you know, all that cool stuff. We're not even doing that because we don't want to put the money into it. Pretty sad when the forefront of, you know, space exploration is Elon Musk.
Which is just terrifying.
It really is.
Terrifying.
But it's just, I don't know. Like, I feel like we should be way farther advanced than we actually are right now. It just seems like people don't want to put money into it. I mean, it's not even like about time. Like, to me, the fact that they put, you know, basically their entire lives into some of these projects, that seems like it's more of a cost than, you know, money is. And
you can gain back money, you can't gain back time.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's just my little soapbox. But yeah, I truly, the pyramids are fascinating. Don't think aliens had anything to do with it. Now, you know, you can just ignore the 5,000 different shows they have on the History Channel about the pyramids being built by the aliens.
That is just about my same opinion, honestly. I just, don't get me wrong, is it possible? Sure, but I just don't see it really happening.
Yeah. I mean, we know that there's ways that they could have done it. So if there was, honestly, if there was like just no way that they could possibly have done this, that would be one thing. But we know, you know, based on the technology that they had at the time, that they could have done it. So it just, it's kind of degrading, honestly, that they're saying that these people aren't smart enough to be able to figure out how to do this. But I don't know. Aliens, no. Pyramids, awesome.
Ancient Egyptians hold secrets we may never have the answers to, nor know how they achieved. Is it because they truly were ahead of their time, mathematical geniuses? Or was it because they had assistance from higher forces? Could the Rosetta Stone have had the answers if it was whole? We may never know.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.